Hey, it's Rob Lowe the Star, and you tapped in to Hustle and Shine in the Morning. Hey,
shut up, Brian.
Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Don't you know it's Hustle and Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they on it. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in your hand. Don't be driving fast and crazy while you in your commute. Your baby daddy always trip, you won't give him the boot. Your baby mama think you're lying, you ain't telling the truth. And your kids woke up late, you gotta take them to school. It's cold, play this on your job while you're heading to work. With the morning gossip, you can get out of dirt. Motivation in a minute, we got all type of perks. Yeah, yeah, I know this sliding, throw this hit in reverse. Like, Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Don't you know it's Hustling Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they on it. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in your hand.
Good morning, Kansas City! Feeling good, It's time to hustle and shine. Brian B. Shining, reporting live from the Brown and Crouppen Studio.
And your favorite cousin, Deanna Hustle, 559 on your time. It's a high of 48 for the day. And currently, it is 39 cloudy skies at Hickman Mills.
Hi, D!
What's up, man? How you feeling on this Taco Tuesday?
Feeling good. Ready to conquer another day. We are setting our purpose, and we gonna serve God.
I like that.
That's what I'm on this morning.
Period.
Stacey Shaw, she knows the law. She got some legal advice for you coming up at about 7:50.
And of course, your TMG goes down at the 23s. We gonna talk about your black card. What is something that you did not know that might get it snatched, or maybe something you just recently found out?
Ooh, I remember that brings up some interest. I remember one time on this here radio station where somebody could not recite the Black National Anthem.
Oh, front and back, side to side?
They could not do it.
I don't know if that'd take your black card, though.
But, hold on. Yes, but we'll discuss that later.
Yeah. Save it for later.
Yeah. But just give me some steak tacos today. Plenty of queso, plenty of onion. No cilantro, please. Because it is Taco Tuesday.
Taco Tuesday.
Motivation, haters better get on your job. Tell them, haters get on your job. Motivate, sucker can't make me suffer. Just make me stronger and make me tough.
Of course, you must pay attention to the big things, and it's not difficult to do so. The little things, however, can sometimes be even more useful. It's necessary to know what's obvious, what everyone else knows. But that knowledge merely keeps you up to speed and doesn't offer any kind of advantage. Seek to recognize subtle changes as early as possible. That gives you more time and leverage to develop an effective response. A tiny water leak may not seem like much, but over time, it can needlessly waste thousands of gallons. And if you discover the leak when it's small, the repair is quicker, easier, and less costly than fixing a rushing torrent. Every now and then, changes occur quickly and dramatically. More often, the most powerful changes will come on slowly and steadily. Take the time, make the effort, have the curiosity to look beyond what's obvious. In subtlety, there's great value to be uncovered. Growth looks good on you. That's today's Motivational Minute, only on Hustle and Shine in the Morning, Hot 103 Jams.
TMG, the Morning Gossip. It's the Morning Gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
6:23 on your time. It's a high of 48. Currently, it is 40 cloudy skies in Raytown. Rapper and podcaster of Drink Champs, Noriega, speaks on making it cool for rappers to have podcasts and says his friends Jadakiss and Fat Joe took his formula.
You can look at Jadakiss's intro and I'm like, that's Nori's intro. You can look at Fat Joe's mannerism of every time he cuts somebody off. You don't think, who you think he got that from? I just cut you off.
You're right. Yeah.
Who you think he got that from?
He's been watching.
And, but by the way, I salute that.
Yeah.
I salute that they took our formula.
Their what?
Right.
Oh, let me, your what?
Yeah.
I salute that they took our formula.
Look, I love Nori though. I mean, yeah, they might have bit off your presentation a little bit, I guess. A podcast is a podcast, dog. It's going to have an intro. It's going to have y'all screaming and hollering and stuff.
And y'all all are rappers, so it's going to have the same type of vibe, like, I imagine.
It would be different to me if they was all, like, clapping after every sentence, like how Nori and them do. Mm-hmm. Deanna got a St. Louis hat on. Let's clap it up, y'all. Let's clap it up.
Like, yeah, no, like, I find Drink Champs very, it's a lot.
Yeah, I can only, it's only certain interviews I can watch on there.
Absolutely. It has to be, it's too much going on. Like, bro, who is this for? Like, that's what when I watched it, I just was like, it's so chaotic. You're cutting people off every second. And Joe does the same thing on his podcast where it's like, bro, please.
And that's kind of that New York bravado, too.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Loud and just, you know, in your face.
Exactly.
I can see that.
Sensational.
In other news, over the weekend for the 57th NAACP Image Awards, the chairman, Leon, was asked his take on black people minding their business in this political season, and he speaks on if we can afford to.
No. Flat out. This is a time black folks' business is to get up and vote. Somebody last night, in our name, without asking us, invaded, bombed another country, started a war in another country, where potentially a lot of young people who look like you and me could die.
He ain't lying.
Yeah. Never been a fan of, you know, how the trend on social media, everybody being like, oh, they ain't got nothing to do with me. It soon will, and it really does, but,
right.
You know.
It always does. And
always.
You know, voting is your chance and opportunity to make some changes where you think you can't, but you really can. And mm-hmm. It's too many people in the boat of, we can't make any changes because you feel powerless because of your one vote. Your one vote is powerful.
Yeah, it is.
This is Jocelyn Monroe of the Kansas City Current, and I'm up hustling and shining on Hot 103 Jams. KC, baby.
You were on Facebook yesterday or any social platform in Kansas City. You saw the news, and maybe some of you saw the video of this unfortunate and deadly accident as a speeding pickup truck slammed into vehicles on 71 on the exit ramp on Meyer. So this pickup truck driver was speeding north on the exit ramp, and it hit two vehicles stopped at a red light, killing two people in one of the vehicles. It happened after 12:30 p.m. It was a black Ford F-150, sped north on that exit ramp, sideswiped the silver Ford Escape and slammed into the rear of a silver Subaru. So the driver and front seat passenger of the Subaru died at the accident scene. And their names have not been released yet. That pickup truck driver suffered life-threatening injuries themselves and is at the hospital. And also, the drivers of the Ford Escape and GMC Sierra suffered 9 life-threatening injuries. So these were the 12th and 13th traffic deaths of the year in KC, and there were 9 at this time last year. So something is amiss.
Yeah,
something
it's on the rise.
Yeah, coming from the KCK accident where the driver's going the wrong way on Sunday morning, and now, and that's not KC Mo, that's KCK, but it's still within
it's
our
still
city. I feel awful, man. And did you see any of the pictures of video that people were taking yesterday?
Yeah, I did.
It was awful. It looked devastating.
Yeah, and the other day, actually, I completely almost forgot about this till you were talking about this story. Like 3-4 in the morning when I'm leaving, you know, leaving the club after working and all of that stuff, I was literally at a stop sign, a stoplight by Uptown Theater. Stop sign, somebody was speeding. When I tell you they were doing at least 100 on the street, I didn't even see them. I looked up, they swerved to miss me, and they ran the light, and just kept going. But if I didn't move up a little bit, they would have straight up rear-ended me. Mind you, I'm actually stopped. So it was scary at that moment to see that, and I'm like, what are you doing? And it was a big truck, and it was somebody that just was reckless, 3-4 in the morning, just out there wilding, running lights. So it's ridiculous on how people are, like, come on now. You got to have some sense.
Yeah, we are definitely praying for the victims and families and loved ones from this tragic accident yesterday.
It's your boy Kemet Coleman, founder of Vine Street Brewing Company, and I'm hustling and shining on Hot 103 Jam.
Today's song.
four.
It was cool.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it.
Or be in March. It was cool.
Kings and Queens Barbecue. Is that what we had today on Prospect?
That's what we had.
Okay, I was right. I was guessing. I ain't gonna lie to you. I was guessing. Hey, shout out to the cousins on Instagram tapping in. King and Queen of Barbecue, 5932 Prospect app. I've been seeing their billboards around the town, and I want to test this theory about y'all being the King
and
Queen barbecue in KC. That's look, when you say that about yourself,
right?
In Kansas City.
You gonna mean it.
Bar is high.
It is.
So when Food Review come in there and I can't wait, man. Today is going down from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Come on and pull on up with your $5, cousin. Come on through 11 a.m. to 1 p.m.
$5, Buster.
At King and Queen of Barbecue, 5932 Prospect Ave. Shout out to Brandon Crouppen, sponsoring the 33rd Annual Soul Food Tour.
Go eat good, cousin.
For real, though. D, a new proposal from Kansas City, Missouri, Mayor Quentin Lucas would change how settlements are paid for police department lawsuits. Now, this current budget year, which ends April 30th, the Kansas City Police Department has paid $10.7 million in settlements. The money to pay those settlements, you know where that comes from?
That budget.
Out of KCPD's budget.
We've hired a lot more officers over the last several years. That being said, we need to make sure that we don't arrest that progress. We need to have a better understanding of what is the litigation coming up, what are expectations over the years ahead. I think City Council absolutely should have more oversight, at least in terms of what the budgeting is.
It's a creative approach. I want to hear from the police department. I think we should all be working together to reduce the impact these settlements are having.
So, as you know, earlier this month, KCPD, or last month, Chief Stacey Graves told City Council she's making cuts to the department's current budget. Those cuts include overtime, equipment purchases, and the hiring of staff. She cited the lawsuit settlement payouts as a major reason. Yeah, $10.7 million would be. So, currently, the State of Missouri Control Board of Police Commissioners has the final say on lawsuit settlements. Instead of taking that money from KCPD's budget, the mayor's plan would use the city's legal defense fund to pay settlements instead of the Board of Police Commissioners having final approval on settlements. So Lucas's approval would give the city the final say. You know, this wouldn't really be a big deal, D, if some of the cultural problems that we have inside policing,
right,
specifically KCPD, didn't equate to all of these settlements. Like, why are we having all of these settlements?
Right. Maybe let's look within. I mean, exactly. That's like, you know, on the back, this is the back end of it. But to me, the first thing you need to be doing is making sure that everybody that is staffed there is handling everything properly so that they're not putting you in a position that now, you know, they're a liability. And what do you do if you're a liability at work? You get fired. Simple.
This is brand new middle school. We are Hustling Shine in the Morning on Hot 103
AM. Man, cousins, we love and appreciate you so much for tapping in to Hustle and Shine in the Morning. Whether you're doing it on the streams or whether you are doing it old school style, you're driving down 71 right now. Please be careful and be cool, y'all, for real. 435, I know it's a lot of traffic right there right now, but be cool and share some grace this morning. And just know that we appreciate you for making us a part of your daily morning routine, wherever you are, because we know you could have been anywhere else in the world.
But you decided to be here with us today, and we appreciate you and your time, cousin.
That's right.
Shout out to the cousins that's hitting us up on the Hustle and Shine text line. Baby Ja said, or Baby Ja or Jay, we gonna go with both of them, said, I would love to shout out my mom, Tara Charles, for being amazing and full of so much love and life. Thank you for being you and gifting life to me. I love you. Have a beautiful day. That was very sweet.
Amen.
Shout out to Anastasia Jackson. She said, welcome to OP Kansas, to her niece and her family. Also, shout out to Anthony Drone, Brandocious, Big Reese, Cortez Drone, and then the Kirkwood and Solomon family. That love was sent over from Chef Taco. Stacey Davis always hits us up saying, like every day, it's like a Taco Tuesday. Taco Tuesday every day, Stacey. That's how we doing it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And big love to Rich Harris as well. We appreciate you always hitting our line. And then Lachey Shepherd just sent us a happy belated birthday to our Uncle Rodney Shepherd, a.k.a. Okay. Boone. Also, another birthday shout-out to Unique from Coca and Tay. So shout-out to
Unique
the cousins.
New York.
Let me see what else we got. Make sure, because we on Facebook, too. FYI, if you want to see us in studio, want to see us live, all you got to do is get on Facebook, because you're probably already there. and just type in Hot 103 Jams and you'll see the live stream. Kiara Jenkins, Cynthia Good, Lashana Oliver, Marcus Hearn. Yeah, we got four of our cousins in the chat. Who else? Am I missing anybody? Redonda Sawyer.
Hope not.
And that's it. And then, of course, Brandon Blake on the Twitter side, always waking up with us. We appreciate you deeply.
Yes, we do.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the morning gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
7:26 on your time. It's a high of 47. Currently, it is 40. Misty skies at Longview Lake. Now, on a recent episode of Nick Cannon's podcast where they play spades, his co-host found out during the episode that Wood Harris, the actor, and Steve Harris, the other actor, are siblings.
We be snatching black cards the entire show. And she did not know y'all was
How was I supposed to know?
What you mean? This is black culture. The finest.
Y'all don't look alike to me.
That's what black people
mean
know.
We don't look alike.
Y'all don't look alike to me.
What, we supposed to be twins?
I don't know.
This big bro, this little bro.
Y'all got the same daddy.
And mammy.
Wow.
Mammy
disrespectful.
Do you even get a black card this episode?
That's yours.
So this starts the conversation is what revokes somebody's black card. Now, I'll let you kick off before I drop my list.
If you cannot say the black national anthem, if you can't do at least the first verse.
That's what I was going to say. How much? Because the actual full song is way longer than what we sing.
Nah, just do the first verse.
Because 8 lines is what most people know. Most people don't know the whole thing.
Lift every voice and sing till earth and heaven ring.
Yeah.
Of liberty. Okay, that's it. I know the rest of it. We ain't got
Most
time. It's already 27.
Yeah. Blame it on the time. Okay, quick. Hustle's black card list. This is simple. Uh-huh. If you've never seen at least one Tyler Perry play, your card is getting snatched.
Oh boy.
If you have not seen The Wiz, gone.
I've seen that a lot.
If you haven't seen at least 5 classic black movies, that could be Roots, Brown Sugar, Raising in the Sun, The Best Man, Color Purple, whatever.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you out here kissing dogs in the mouth, your card is gone.
Oh, no.
I hope so.
If you remember a few black classic TV show lines, scenes, you're good.
Okay.
If you know how to play
Look
spades.
Look at the white shoes.
You're good.
No.
And the last thing on my list personally is as long as you bake your macaroni and cheese, you know, get that little crisp thing on the top, you good. You good by me.
Hey, if you cannot fry a piece of chicken, I'm serious. I'm snatching it. Sorry. Yeah.
Now, we're going to fly by this. Candy Burris is taking some time to move into her new chapter, but says just because she's known to be a little spicy in the bedroom doesn't mean that she's going to do that with you the first time she meets you.
Like, I already know. People already know I'm a little spicy. I have been in my past. But that don't mean I want to do that with somebody on day one of meeting them. And I don't want people to think like, oh, just because I've done whatever phase of life, dating and single, whatever in my life where I got an adult toy line,
right?
You think we finna break out the toys on the first day?
Okay. Yeah, so there's that. Be cautious, but people got to build trust with you. Relax.
Oh, relax.
What song is this?
Huh? Oh, just one of our favorites from Candy, you know.
Is this Body?
Oh, yeah, with Todd Tucker. What? You ain't know? Come on.
Hips
and body.
Body.
Body. Body.
Let's get them, girls.
Okay, we done with that.
Yep.
What up? It's your boy Caesar Will Go, and I'm up hustling and shining on Hot 103 Gems. Let's get it.
If you're in Johnson County, 2 bus routes are being cut, and the microtransit coverage area is being reduced, D, along with fewer days of service. Now, leaders say it's part of a strategic plan to prioritize and invest in overall public transit that benefits more of the Johnson County community. It's one of the 2 routes Johnson County is suspending in an effort to revamp its transit system. So the Shiny 563 route was also suspended Sunday. So 2 routes were among the few that with a direct public transit link from downtown KCMO to Johnson County. And the Johnson County Board of Commissioners chairman explained that the funding and resources will be going forward toward increasing the frequency for more popular routes. So riders can expect an increase in the number of buses running the 401 Metcalf Plaza, 475 75th Street, and 520 Strang Line Express routes. So it seems like they consolidating, making some changes or something. But interconnectivity in this city is a problem that we have been working on with the streetcar.
Yeah.
You know, we had free buses, but that, you know, that's set to expire, and I'm not sure what the future of that is. But we have to invest more in mass transit.
Absolutely.
Getting around from Kansas City, Independence to, you know, Shawnee Mission, KCK, you know, Johnson County or whatever. So
I'm with you when you're right.
Absolutely. Stacey Shaw, she knows the law. Good morning, Stacey. What you got?
Today we're going to be talking about what to do with your medical bills if you have been in a car accident. I'll be right back at 7:50.
If you need legal advice about child custody and support, auto accidents, traffic tickets, DWIs, or license reinstatements, Stacey Shaw knows the law with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
It's time to throw it to the official attorney of Hustle and Shine in the Morning, Stacey Shaw. She knows the law. Good morning, Stacey.
Today for Stacey Shaw Knows the Law, we're going to be talking about medical bills when you are in a car accident. Okay, so a lot of people think that if they go to the doctor and they go to the doctor too much, that in their case, the medical provider is going to get all the money. That is not true, okay? So according to the lien statute in Missouri, the medical provider can only get one penny less than your net recovery, okay? So that means that they literally, by law, cannot get more than you. In Missouri, the insurance company is only going to pay for bills that are outstanding, which means not paid or actually paid. And so they are a third-party insurance. So the other person that hits you is third-party insurance. Your personal health insurance is first-party insurance. That means that they are only responsible for paying for things where you hurt yourself, okay? Not where a third party hurts you. And if you get into an accident, then your insurance company, if they pay for the bill, they're going to be expecting payment back. And so it's really important if you get into a car accident or you get injured that you contact a lawyer before you start making decisions about whether or not you're going to not follow your doctor's directives, because it could impact your case. If you've got questions about personal injury cases, you can always give me a call at 816-359-1877. You can find me online at StaceyShawLaw.com, and you can find me on all social media at Stacey Shaw Law. Remember, today is Tuesday. At 11:30, we're going to be having Faith Justice Victory over on KPRT, so make sure to jump on over there. Happy Women's Month. I'm so excited for all of my female scholars that are going to be doing great things today. Make sure that you listen to your teachers. And until next time, walk in God's blessings.
The choice of a lawyer is an important decision. It should not be based solely on advertisements.
This is Ryan Sorrell with the Kansas City Defender, and I'm up hustling and shining on Hot 103 Jam.
Well, one of the best movie theaters, something that Naomi and I, we love going to. Well, more her than me. Mm-hmm. I loved it too, though, when I went. She's just more of a movie goer. That's what I was trying to say.
Right. But being, you hate anything after 92.
Stop, don't do that.
Yeah.
Menace to Society came out in 93, so that's wrong.
Okay.
Well, I didn't see Menace to Society at B&B Theaters at Main Street, KC at Power and Light District. And chances are you won't be able to see any more movies there because they announced Sunday that they will exit its current location, downtown. So, you know, this theater opened up in 2021 after a tough several months of business following the pandemic. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. Whenever I went in there, it seemed clean, but a little empty sometimes. Like
movie theater. I feel like movie theaters is just not have been the same. I'm not going to even say because of COVID, but I mean, honestly, people don't go to the movies like that no more. I enjoyed the movies, but like
When I was a kid, it was more so of a at least two times a month experience for me.
Yeah, that was like a thing to do. It's like a field trip.
Yeah, it was like either movies or bowling or Cool Crest. Yeah. That was the things that me and my brother did. But now it's like, you know, I got better snacks at home. I got better.
We got the movies at home. The movies be lasting for what, a week in the movie theaters? And then they're like on prime.
And you got the same equipment, like you got big TVs at home that
I'm
has.
I'm hoping to get this 98-inch TV.
And you got, you know, your surround sound cracking also. Yeah, I mean, you know, maybe it's just a sign of the times, I guess. But going to the movie, it is still different though. Going to the show as it's opposed to staying at home.
Yeah,
but yeah,
I'm gonna still go to the movies. I never went to this location though. I've been to B&B Theaters plenty of times.
It was a great location
because it's the one near like the Chop House, right?
Yeah, somebody gonna come snatch that up though.
Oh, I'm sure.
TMG, the Morning Gossip. is the Morning Gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
8:23 on your time. It's a high of 48, and currently it is 39 in Raytown. The intersection of Crenshaw Boulevard and Slauson Avenue over in California was dedicated to the late rapper Nipsey Hussle over the weekend. And Nipsey's former partner, actress Lauren London, said he always knew it would be his.
It's a short story. When me and Nip first started dating, we would drive by over here and he would be like, you know, Boogie, one day they gonna name this whole section after me. And here we are today. Thank you all for showing up. Thank you to our family for being strong and beautiful and inspiring me. So God bless you all and peace and love.
Yeah, big shout out to Lauren London for always holding it down. If you recall, back in 2019, March 31st, 2019, Nipsey Hussle was gunned down in L.A., so.
I couldn't believe it. That I ain't gonna never forget that. It was a day before April Fool's Day. And right. So a lot of people thought that that it was fake.
Right.
A lot of people didn't believe it. And then you got some idiots and insensitive people posting the results of what happened on that day, man. I ain't gonna never. I
mean, social media was crazy. When Twitter was actually called Twitter still. It was crazy online. It was so many conspiracy theories. It was so much. But when you just think about how many known rappers actually are killed in their own city, that's a whole nother conversation for another day.
That's a deep psychological conversation.
Absolutely. So very sad, but happy that people and his family have continued to live on with his legacy. So shout out to them.
Can we get a marathon burger in KC? Like,
would that be fire?
Can we do that?
I don't know. Yeah, that'd be nice.
Somebody holler at Black Sam.
In other news, Paramount Skydance has confirmed that once its planned acquisition of Warner Brothers Discovery is completed, the company intends to combine its Paramount Plus and HBO Max streaming platforms into a single service.
Cable TV back, y'all.
Oh my gosh.
It's been back. You see these prices? it's just in a different font. That's
cable
all.
Cable TV is here, y'all.
During a Monday investors call, the CEO David Ellison said that the consolidation will create a bigger streaming footprint, noting that, quote, "We do plan to put the two services together, which today gives us a little over 200 million direct to consumer subscribers." So
real money.
I'm just thinking about, like, it's good and bad to this, because I get tired of going to and having to need 50 different streaming platforms. But that was the point of cable. It's so that you could just get everything from one source back in the day. So it sounds like they kind of just doing the same thing. So
we did this to ourselves, y'all. We did. Us, our hunger, our appetite, our insatiable appetite to watch TV shows all in one weekend. Mm-hmm. And I think the streaming services took advantage of our human element and how we like to digest things. Uh-huh. And of course, as a business...
Is it a bad thing, though? 50.
I don't
would
know.
Would you rather 50 streaming sites or one?
I don't know. That's a good. It's a price thing for me. It's like you know what I think the smart thing is to set a budget with your prices with how many subscriptions you have, and then just go from there. Just if you can have 300 under your $70 or $100 budget, then do that.
But
if it exceeds that, like it's just some stuff you got. Me, I can live off YouTube and Tubi. Dead ass, bro. Like, I could just live off those two. I'm so serious about that. So, I don't know.
Well, now that that is taken care of, it is time for birthday announcement.
It's Pisces season. Happy birthday to those creative, intuitive, and empathetic Pisces.
Hey, who birthday? Put your hand up.
Sending over a happy birthday to actor Robert Gossett. Happy birthday to rapper and songwriter out of Chicago, Montana 300. Sending over a happy birthday to actor, rapper, and producer Tone Loc. A big happy birthday to rapper and battle rapper who had a hit song or two in the early 2000s. Happy birthday to Lil Flip. Sending some major birthday love to actress known as her role on Kenan and Kel, Sister, Moesha, and so many more. A big happy birthday to Alexis Fields. And last but not least, sending over some major birthday love to NBA star straight out of my hometown, who did something that most people in the league will never say. He dunked on LeBron. A big happy birthday to Jason Tatum.
Okay, D, let's go home and wish some of our cousins in KC some happy birthday. Happy birthday, Brenda Westcott, Taquisha Harris, and McCole Davila. Sending birthday love to Precious Shanice Crowell, Jerrion J. Fool Bullock, and M.R. Fonzarelli. Happy birthday, Samantha Burton and Ronnell Runner Morris. Plus, sending birthday love to Keely Howard and everybody else born on March 3rd. Happy birthday, Pisces. Celebrate your day.
Happy birthday. Put your hand up.
We see you singing in the car.
Oh, my God.
Your neighbors hear you singing at the crib.
Yeah.
Now it's time to play.
What's the name of the show?
That's My Jam with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
Good morning, cousin. Who is this?
Good morning. It's Janice.
Hey, Janice. What you doing, cousin?
How you doing?
Good.
What you got going on?
On the way to drop the kiddos off to school.
No, that's right. Okay. What flavor air freshener you got up in that car?
Black Ice.
Another one.
I yep. Black
yeah.
Well, we going to get a sponsorship from Black Ice or something.
Good luck. All right, cousin, we got a shot to get you qualified for a chance to win 4 tickets to the R&B Southern Soul Fest and get you qualified for that $150 in Jazz Bucks. But you got to finish these lyrics in order to even be considered for that prize. You ready?
Yes, I am. Boy, you never find another love as good as me.
Okay.
So you better represent. Cause my love is
the bomb,
the bomb,
babe.
Oh. Hey! Hey! Okay, I heard a couple notes in the beginning. You put a little on there. I like that.
I just woke up. She was cracking a little bit.
Nice.
It ain't cracking as bad as mine. All right, cousin, your name is now automatically qualified for a chance to win those 4 tickets to the other R&B Southern Soul Fest. Who would you take with you if you get those 4 tickets?
Probably my siblings and my mom.
It'd be fun. Family
yes.
thing.
Yes, you know, we need more of that nowadays.
Please tell Kansas City what morning shows get you hooked up, cousin.
Hot 103 Jam. And don't forget to go turn my beat up. Hustle and Shine, y'all know they live in the morning. And I wanted to give a shout out to my son, Kyle, for his birthday. Happy birthday, son.